With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's a somber anniversary in Israel as Israel commemorates the second anniversary of the Hamas terror attack. 1,200 people were killed, 251 others abducted, just 20 are thought to still be alive. This man's son, an Israeli soldier believed to have been killed, his body still being held by Hamas in Gaza.
We are all children of God and walk this planet together. I think this is where the international community should do whatever it can to put an end to this and allow us, the simple people that have been collateral damage for too long, to be able to have our family members back.
A grieving father speaking with the BBC. The Senate failed again to pass government funding and end the week-old government shutdown.
It was deja vu on Capitol Hill as two votes on funding the government each fell short of the 60 votes needed to advance. The same measures failed last week, which prompted the shutdown and the furloughing of hundreds of thousands of federal workers. Republicans and Democrats continue to blame each other for the impasse, but President Trump said the two sides are discussing the sticking point of extending health care subsidies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Democrat attorney general candidate in Virginia not dropping out of the race despite having advocated the murder of Republican political foes and their families. GOP Senator Tom Cotton finds Jay Jones' remarks and actions very troubling.
It seems like at the time he just has had something of a psychotic break or a mental breakdown with reality, and he probably needs help. But what he doesn't need to be is the chief law enforcement officer for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network that all Democrats should denounce Jones' remarks and demand that he exit the race. The Dow future is up 26 points. SRN News. It's very difficult to get a Bible in some countries.
Open Doors International says the toughest place on earth to get a copy of the scriptures is Somalia. Second on the list is Afghanistan, followed by Yemen, North Korea, and Mauritania. Rounding out the top 10 are Eritrea, Libya, Algeria, Iran, and Turkmenistan. Persecution, high illiteracy rates, printing limitations, and or lack of resources can be blamed for the difficulties of getting a Bible in most of those nations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Critics say Pope Leo is undermining the Catholic Church's pro-life position with his response to an abortion dispute roiling the U.S. Church. Leo was asked about plans by Chicago Cardinal Blaise Kufich to give a Lifetime Achievement Award to Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, a vigorous abortion supporter. The Pope says critics need to understand what it really means to be pro-life. Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I am in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life. This is SRN News. Global oil production expected to rise.
A group of countries that are part of the OPEC Plus alliance of oil exporting countries has agreed to a small boost in oil production, citing a steady global economic outlook. The group said after a virtual meeting on Sunday that it will raise oil production by 137,000 barrels per day in November, the same amount it announced for October. The group has been raising output slightly in a series of boosts all year after announcing cuts in 2023 and 2024. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The crash of a medical helicopter on a highway in Sacramento, California, has left three people hospitalized in critical condition. The injured two women and a man were on board the copter. It crashed around 7 last evening on eastbound Highway 50 in Sacramento. Authorities say there was no patient on board the copter the time of the crash. More details at SRNNews.com.